we are quite ready and willing to harness our energy for the purposes of expansion. Now that is what we wish for each of you to take note. Your desire to expand is intense, yes? It is ridden with fear not, but explosion. And that is to our delight. You see, we are here to serve the Masters extraordinaire, and it is for you to take your proper position. It is for you to enlighten your path, to dream in your quest, and to arrive at your destiny. Now, there is protocol for certain. There is outpost of despair that is to be relieved, to be expunged, to be articulated and dropped, shall we say. However, it is for you to recognize, to realize, to awaken to the crystalline realization of truth that this event is already in process. It is already occurring. It is time, therefore, for you to signal out the smoke screens of despair or wanting or articulation of a holocaust that is being dreamed in. In other words, there are those that are attempting to dissuade you, to cause you to create a momentary lapse of good judgment or a state of dysfunctional reality. In other words, there is the rampant approach, the sky is falling, you see? Now it is for you, dear hearts, to take note of the dream, because the dream is expanding. It is unfolding before your very eyes, before your spiritual vision of truth. Now each of you have come to claim big. Each of you have come to surrender to your own domain, to your light, to your heavenly awareness of spark of true illumination of wisdom. It is for you, therefore, to accept this readily, to realize, in fact, that all is not lost at all. There are new births. Give me one quick second. I'm just going to ask everyone to mute their side. If you look in the bottom left, you'll see where you can mute, and that'll just keep us from receiving that feedback. Beautiful. Thank you. One moment, please. Indeed, it is an awakening process extraordinaire, and may we therefore salute you, the Masters. Understand? It is for you to drop the paradigm of fear. It is for you to drop the paradigm of the illusionary nature in which you are stirring, in which you are allowing yourself to breathe. Now, in each breath, you have opportunity to breathe in light. The channeler is performing a miracle at each moment. In other words, she is signaling her readiness and gathering. You see, you are all encircling each other, may we share. It is a bit of a weaving process back and forth, to and fro. And as you do, each of you are learning to be your own star, your own sun, and to create the expansion. Now, it is seen as a bursting phenomena. In truth, you are awakening. You are bursting through the equivalent of light. You are creating a spark of remembrance. Now, imagine that this is your birthing process. As you breathe in and exhale, as you reside in the energies of Holy Mother Earth, you must understand the transformation that is readily occurring, that is readily taking place, and is bringing you laughter. It is bringing you joy. It is bringing you remembrance of your true nature. Now, as we come to each of you, we bow. We bow in honor of our true remembrance of self. You see, as we join hands, as we come to partake in laughter and joy and rhythm of truth, we honor our soul brothers and sisters. You see, we recognize that all is occurring in a divine plan extraordinaire. It is for you, dear ones, to have the holy faith, the holy remembrance, the holy symbolic gesture of tomorrow. As we bow to you, we ask you, dear ones, to bow to your own divine wisdom, to bow and curtsy to your own divine self. Never place another as being more important, as being more aware, as being more evolved. It is simply a reflection of your own readiness. You see, you are bringing forth great healing energies of enlightenment. These energies are stirring up things for your very own personal sequence, yes? You are noticing things are not sticking in place as you would like. It was much easier in some respects in the old vantage point, the old paradigm. But each of you right now, as a beautiful soul of remembrance, have signaled your readiness. You are ready for the upgrade, as our channeler would state. In truth, it is not an upgrade, but simply an activation of remembrance, of wholeness, of your true wisdom nature. So we ask you, dear ones, to breathe in and to acquire the pulsation of your tomorrows, your true awareness, your, in fact, new home. As you come to signal your familiarity with these energies, we come to abide, we come to salute, we come to expand. It is a bit like dropping a piece of clay. The clay will bring forth the new creation, but the clay, it is expandable. Yes, you can stretch, you can pull. In fact, this is where we are assisting. We are not supplying you, dear ones, as much as attuning your remembrance and focus to that which is already available. You see, you have been tightly woven. You have been paying particular attention to a certain localized focal point. Now, as we expand and provide and assist, you will recognize this feeling of remembrance. It is as if you have grown energetically, more to the right and to the left as you would feel your way in this new bodysuit. In truth, you are permitting your new home to be established. Now, with this permitting feature, you have true remembrance. You have true non-localized allocation of energy portals. These portals have arrived as you have requested. Now, we urge you, therefore, to accept this holy sentence of remembrance as you have requested. Nothing is being done to you. You are the ones signaling your readiness. You are the ones acknowledging that, in truth, you are already in alignment with your awakened self. Now, this awakened self, the words, they grab you, they stir you. You have many definitions in terms of what to expect. The linear mind tends to use it as a form of separation. You are entitled, dear ones, to drop such a form, such a concept, and simply allow yourselves to feel whole, to feel true to your own remembrances. You are stretching out, shall we say. You are moving to all points of the grid. You are encircling your own holy abode, your home, your truth. Now, you have opportunity to slip and slide. You have opportunity to touch all realms, all dimensions, all remembrances. There is no channeler. There is no regressionist. There is no spiritual advisor that can do more than you came to do, that can remember more than you have access of remembering. This is a time of empowerment. This is a time of wholeness. This is a time of allowing yourselves to merge with your true self, with your higher counsel, with your highest remembrances. As we come to seal this activation, we come in wholeness. We activate your remembrance. The choice is yours. You can sling back into a former state, a finite, more localized focal point. It is small, it is limited. Or you can delight in transferring your paradigm understanding of wholeness, of the multidimensional awakening self. We trust that you will use this new expanded field. We hold this space energetically for each of you. As you signal for more, we shall come a calling. It is our job. It is our delight. You see, we have already secured your entry papers. We have already allowed, formulated your next moments, step by step. Now you have the ability to jump ahead, and please do. We will follow. You see, we are, in essence, your assistants to the masters. And so it is. I have nothing else to say. I'm so happy we're here. Oh my gosh. So just a little bit of feedback. I was watching the dolphins working with us today, and there was just a lot of this weaving going on. I was also looking at these geometric, I don't know what they were. Someone does, I don't. But the point that I was noticing is how, when I was tuning into it, like on a personal level, I felt what they were sharing. I felt all the way to the left, and I felt myself all the way to the right, and up and down, so that realizing and recognizing where they were sending us. I did see a lot of dolphin energy. I saw energies from Atlantis that were being imparted or supporting our remembrance. We had Mary Magdalene with us, assisting us, holding, oh my gosh, she's still here, but she's holding, gosh, it's almost like, it's a little bit like Star Trek, if you remember that. She's kind of holding something, and it's light. There's something in her hand, and it's light, and somehow that, it's almost like a magnet is how it feels, so that as she holds this for us, it helps us to hold that illuminated place. I'm just looking at, like, it's almost like I'm inside sacred geometry or something. I don't have words, I just have experience and love. What I can tell each of you is the amount of love and sensitivity to your needs. You are not alone. I don't care how crazy it may feel on the linear. You're each being groomed. I assure you of that. You're each being, it's almost like step by step by step, supporting you and helping you to anchor this new field. That's what I want to say. Really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. You know, it's just so interesting to me too that, and I'll say this, and then we're going to go around. It was funny because I was like, do I do the Saturday group? Do I not? And who knows? It's all a crapshoot. But for the moment, as I was supporting these energies, and I thought, oh my gosh, we were supposed to be here. Those that are here, you know, call this meeting to order. And this would never have occurred for a traditional group. I mean, it was just very specific for you, for the three of you. So I just wanted to share that. We have ample time. So how can we be of assistance? We'll start with Sarah. Sarah, your hair is so cute. Is it getting shorter every time I see you? Am I making that up?
It's actually just wet.
It's just wet. Okay. I'm like, oh, that's so interesting. How can we help you, sweetheart?
So things are definitely unfolding since the last time we spoke. And all this stuff with the new job and all that, it hasn't quite manifested yet, which is kind of interesting because I'm on this bridge of my practice is slowing down and I haven't stepped into this other thing yet and just kind of going, okay, the money will come. It's all good. Mm-hmm. But there's two things that are kind of manifesting physically. Number one, I have had a cough since Christmas that I can't quite shake. And the other thing is
that I started coughing as you were saying that. It was so funny. Keep going.
You don't have to take it on.
Can't help myself. Okay, and the other thing?
The other thing is that I have some concern that all this new stuff has my plate so full. Mm-hmm. That I'm really having to be very intentional about carving out self-care time, and just it's almost like the doingness of it is so massive and not quite yet having figured out how to manage this on kind of the linear plane.
So, okay, so let me just backtrack to understand. The new, this is where I'm confused. The new hasn't 100% manifested, but it sounds like your obligations have manifested.
There's some shit going around because I had been given one piece of it already, and
okay.
I knew that.
All right, so that's creating.
It is a massive undertaking that's actually, it really requires more time than has been allotted to it
okay.
to do it well. Mm-hmm. And so it's like if I, as I step into this new full-time role, which I'm totally excited about. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
Okay. One moment, please. They're laughing at me. They're saying, why are you looking to us? Just tell her your story. So I'm going to tell you my story really quickly, and then I'm sure they will oblige us. So here's the bottom line, my friend. I am so filled to the brim with responsibility. I mean, I just want me to tell you this really quickly. I have emails, I have phone calls, I have WhatsApp, I have texts. People are just coming in from everywhere, and I don't have a secretary yet. So, I get inundated in what I, and they have allowed me to fall. They have no problem watching me fall because I'm always like attending to everyone else, got to be there for everyone else. And so what they have shown me very clearly is I am more valuable to everyone else if I make sure to take care of my needs first, because it's a frequency thing. It's a frequency thing. I can rattle off all the channeled email answers to everyone's question, whatever it is. I can do it. But they have literally kind of put me in tough spots where I have had to reschedule, decline, do all kinds of stuff that I don't like to do on an ego level, for the simple fact of the instruction of it all. Because what I got to see was when I dedicate myself to frequency in terms of, you know, hitting that highest note of awakened illumination, where I'm not talking from a linear being to a linear being, but I am, it's sort of like, Sarah, in 1 second, I can download the answer to everything, which I can only do in a high frequency state. On a day where I'm not that amped up, yeah, I can help them. Yeah, it's still better than all these other psychic reader things. I mean, not to judge, but just in terms of information, it's still better. But the labor intensive nature of knocking those things out when I'm not at that higher frequency, it'll take me 3 paragraphs to say what I can say in a sentence when it's just there. It's just there. So they have taught me very clearly how to really serve the masses, how to really serve all of us is by, I don't even think of it as serving me, I think of it as serving frequency. When I'm not in a high frequency, everything stops. Appointments get rescheduled, whatever it takes. Because they've taught me firsthand that if I take care of frequency, I can do things in a quarter of the time it would take me in a lower frequency, relatively. So that's what they want me to tell you. And I have learned the hard way. And it has hurt my ego. I mean, I used to be the best codependent in the world. And rescheduling something, I have just like, they have just ripped my ego to shreds. Like, this is not about serving ego. This is not about what someone thinks of you. This is about serving that person's higher self. Period, end of story. Period, end of story. And it's like dying to that flesh drove me up the wall until I really realized what this was about. This is not about my life, my comfort, the other person's life. This is really about awakening everyone to their true nature, getting them to that place where they can tap into their own resources so they don't have to come back to you 8 times a day because they don't know how to do it themselves, to kind of connect them to their highest place, because when they feel that, they can run with that. They can run with that. So to deny yourself what is necessary to provide that is actually to deny them the best of you. You get that? Okay. So that's what I want to say. That's what they wanted me to say to you. And I learned the hard way, my friend. I mean, I was like, die to self. Oh my gosh. All right. So let me see what else I can tell you while we're here. Sarah, say your first name, please.
Sarah.
You are going to be so delighted with that which evolves. You're really being taken to higher ground. And you have like a soul contract to deliver the goods, to bring forth. I've always thought this about you too. One moment, please. Sarah, say your name again, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time.
Sarah.
I can't explain how much you're going to change and shift. I'm going to say over the course of the next year, like a year from now, you may keep the name Sarah, but you're going to be functioning at a whole new level. You know this, but this is just a little friendly reminder. Every time you work with anyone, talk to anybody, be very, I know you know this, but they want me to remind you that you're talking to yourself. I mean, everyone's your mirror. And so every good word, every good deed, every good reminder, everything that you're listening into someone else's storyline or whatever is really your healing process. And so you're about to explode in terms of your, and say your name one more time.
Sarah.
You're about to explode in terms of your remembrance of self. And so you're really going to start seeing kind of like the second layer of life. So when you're talking to someone, you know, they're just discussing their whatever, and suddenly the light bulb's going to go off, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, that's me, or oh my gosh, like you're going to watch the words coming out of your mouth, and it's like, oh, that's the answer, that's the answer. And here's the beauty of it when I'm tuning into this, just your remembrance, just that aha moment, that's it, that's the healing, that's the healing. You know, you can still do affirmations, you could still do whatever you want to do to anchor it in, but those aha things is going to be the wisdom that erases the karma. The wisdom, because once you get that wisdom, it's like your wisdom mind's getting activated. And once you get that wisdom, you no longer need the karma, meaning not bad stuff, but experiences. You no longer need the experiences to figure out what you've already figured out, because you've already figured it out. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. So pay particular attention to everything someone says, because you're looking at yourself. Okay, cough. One moment, please. It's so funny. Okay, yours is deeper. One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Sarah.
And say it one more time.
Sarah.
Okay, a couple of things. Can't help myself. Number one, make sure you're releasing other people's energies, because you are such a good healer. You're taking in other people's energies, not inadvertently, on purpose actually, because you're a healer. But you're it would be purposeful for you to make sure you release. Because some of what's going on is you, some of what's going on isn't you. So you really want to make sure you have really good clearing practices intact, like after every, I don't know, whether you're seeing clients or rather even just going through your day, to be honest, because you're such a healer, you're really in that mode regardless if you've got your healing cap on or not, you're healing. So you want to make sure you provide for, to clear that out. I'm sure you have your own techniques if you want. I have a whole sheet I can email you, just let me know. But you want to just be now's the time. Now's the time to get really clear about those practices. For me, after every session, I sit with my bare feet on Mother Earth for 10 minutes before I do another session. And I even have 15-minute time in between each session to do that. Make sure you clear, because you're taking on stuff out of... just because you know how to help, you, and it's like your compassionate heart. That's what I'm saying. Even on days where you don't think you're actively helping someone, you are. So it's just kind of like you take a shower, you brush your teeth, you clear your auric field. So that's one thing that will be very supportive for you moving forward. You do it somewhat. You can do a little bit better job is what they're sharing. That will be helpful for you. Pay attention to colors. It's a little bit like color therapy. Don't disregard which color you're attuned to any particular day. I mean, we all kind of do this. Oh, I think I'll wear this top. But really pay attention to honoring your color selection, because part of your healing abilities, you're just moving into a place where you're really receiving the vibrational component of some of these energies. And you're working with some energies that you're not aware of. It's some of this like rainbow energy color you're working with. So that particular colors are going to stand out on particular days, and honor that. Doesn't matter what you pulled out the night before. It doesn't matter. Honor what you're gravitating to, what you're led to, and trust it, because you're moving to a place beyond form, and you're learning how to really listen to those like intuitive messages that the logical mind just doesn't have any anchor for that. So color, pay attention to color. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Sarah.
It's funny that I say color, because when I'm tuning into you, you have the ability to work with, my mind wanted to say white light in terms of healing that chest area. But when I'm actually tuning into you, I see like almost like emerald green, which is healing, obviously. So you have the ability to work with that healing green. Some people would say like call an Archangel Raphael, whatever feels right to you. But you can work with that, and I don't want to say hold the intention to heal it, because yes, hold the intention to heal it, but this isn't a logical thing. It's more of recognizing your own like healing abilities, I want to say. Like imagine you were a rejuvenating chameleon or something that like, oh, they know how to grow out their own leg again or their tail again, like it's just built in within them. So you're tuning into abilities that are built in within you, if that makes sense. So play with that. I do see crystals being applied. So imagine that you've got like a field of crystals surrounding you, and just open up to receiving the energy of that. Okay, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Andrew. Okay, so you want to unmute now that you are so kind to mute. Now you want to unmute.
Okay.
Hi, how can we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
I just came to show up and say hi.
Okay. Hi. All right, let's see what we got for you. One moment. You're an incredible manifester. You're an incredible manifester. They want to remind you of that. It's sort of like, you know, what isn't here today can easily arrive tomorrow if you so desire, if you set the intention, if you like hold that like laser point focus and go for that bullseye, that you can, you're just working with a lot of power. And you can harness in something that you want to manifest very easily. I don't know what that is about, but my strong feeling that is something that's coming up that you may feel like, oh, well, if only I had started earlier or done more application. And Spirit's like, you don't have to do all that. It's almost like someone, you know, going and getting a college degree to have a new, like a good occupation in life. So they go through college and you're like, oh my gosh, you've been doing like YouTube channeling things. You never went to college. You don't need to. I mean, you're just amped up. You have the power that you don't have to worry about what didn't happen or what you didn't apply yourself to. It's totally irrelevant. So when I'm tuning into you, the amount of like energy charge is just something between fantastic and phenomenal, truly. So
awesome.
Through your intention, through your desire, through your willingness to really, and say your first name again, please.
Andrew.
Thank you. Through your willingness to really trust that which you desire to lead you to your good. In other words, to recognize the desires are coming from your higher source. They're coming from your higher self. And so if you have this desire, obviously you're meant to play ball. Obviously that's meant to manifest. And so as you just trust this, it's almost like staying in the world, doing your thing, doing your laundry, going to work, doing whatever you want to do, play linear, but get very comfortable realizing, recognizing, remembering that you already are like bouncing all around, like you already reside way above the normal paradigm, like the paradigm shift really has already occurred for you, so that your ability and your level of creative manifestation potentiality is just absurdly fantastic. I mean, it really is. So to trust that, trust the impulses, trust that which arrives. It's like, you know, I've never done this before, but I really feel like doing this now. Trust that.
Yeah.
Totally trust that. Because you're going to do it easily.
Yeah.
Also, let go, eliminate, don't even talk to or don't receive those that say it can't be done, oh, you should do this first, whatever. Because remember, they just want me to remind you, they're really residing on a different level of consciousness. So it's not like they're lying. It's that in their state of awareness, what they're saying is true. But you reside in a different state of awareness. So the laws are different. It's as simple as that. The rules are different is what I want to say. Okay. So you're entitled to allow that sense of trust and just really, it's like have excitement about it in that you've arrived. And so establish your like birthing rights. So what do I want to birth now? What do I want to birth now? It's almost like you can birth without like a mating partner, you know, all on your own. What do I want to birth now? What do I want to birth now? Really, you're a very valuable commodity to spirit, and they're really looking forward to helping you anchor in these energies and evolve and learn how to, I'm going to use the word ride them, like I'm literally seeing like a surfer riding the waves. They're teaching you how to ride it, so it's almost like the linear mind says, oh, well, you know, I really should take some time to be worried or concerned about this problem, but your higher self's like, I got it. All I have to do is this. So they're helping you learn how you really don't have to pay attention to the old thought system or the old way of residing.
Super sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Beautiful, Andrew. Yeah. So, so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you for being here and lending your energy. Let me just make sure there's nothing else that we want to share today. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Andrew.
Oh my gosh. You channel in your own beautiful way. You're very, very telepathic. And it's basically what I said before, you're receiving those signals of communication just beautifully, effortlessly. So really, it's just keep working it. In other words, allowing yourself, permitting yourself to kind of really float through life, like in terms of attuning to just the easier way to, kind of like what I was saying to Sarah, there's a hard way to get things done or the easier way. And so like learning how to operate from that higher frequency and maintain it. I mean, you're really doing a beautiful job. And they are kind of like, truthfully, assisting you as you go, assisting you, reminding you. It's like, wait a minute, I don't have to take up that old story. I don't have to take up that belief. I just don't have to do it anymore. Just beautiful, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. Uh-huh. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mr. Steven, how can we help you, hon?
All right, so you can hear me now.
I can hear you great.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll do a message first, and then if I have any questions afterwards, I'll ask. I mean, I wrote some stuff down, but...
Okay. And say your first name.
Stephen.
What's important to you? What's important to you?
My spiritual practice, my expansion.
Yeah. That
my relationship with spirit, really, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to unfold now. It's a different game now for me.
Exactly. That's really their number one goal with you is, and I'm looking at like your arrival pattern, because it's really about that like centering prayer purpose. It's really about attuning to like the breath of life, the real purpose of life. And so as you follow that truth, like as that is like front and center, all things will fall into place, all will be provided, all necessary like accompaniments will, like whenever you need them, it's like boom, this comes. So your saving grace is supporting that highest goal, and that is what you're entitled to in this incarnation, is to really like reside in a place of true remembrance of your soul. In a way, I can't explain it, Stephen, but at some point, it's, I guess, just part of the awakening process. You have such, it just feels like such a feeling of fulfillment, of success, but not success like, oh, I've arrived. It's like success of like, oh, I understand. Oh, I understand. I can't explain it, but it's like the juiciest, most satisfying, I want to say nurturing, but like I can't imagine anything more wonderful. Like, because you really understand in ways that go beyond words. And it's not like a momentary, like, oh, I just had a samadhi experience or something. It's a constant. It's like, so when I'm saying all this, I'm seeing you literally, like, here are the clouds, and you're standing above the clouds. Like, you're on this mountaintop, on this peak, and you're above the clouds. So, like, you're beyond the illusion of that which we would normally attend to in this incarnation. You get to this beautiful place of remembrance. And I can see you, and it's like the energy that you're sending me in that state, it's like, there's just nothing better. I mean, there isn't, because you're no longer slipping and sliding. You're no longer buying into the old paradigm. You're like at one with ultimate truth. Happy doesn't even begin to equate with, it's like a soul satisfaction. It's a, you know, that's what I want to say to you, because it's almost like there's this itch that we all have that they're saying, like, you know, we all live with 24/7. Sometimes it's more aware, sometimes it's more apparent, but on an unconscious level, it's just nonstop. And so you get to this place where you no longer have that itch. It's like the pure land. So beautiful. All right, so that's the first thing that they want to share with you. One moment, please. So let me see what else we have for you. One moment. And say your first name again, please.
Stephen.
And say it one more time.
Stephen.
Thank you. Yeah, it's almost like what you're saying that you've already acknowledged, but the best I can tell you is like your marching instructions, or almost like a mantra, is really remembering that, or recognizing that, or honoring that every step of the way. And not that you do it perfectly, there's no need, but as you make that like your centering prayer, your centering focus or mantra, and you keep coming back to that remembrance. I can't even begin to tell you, excuse me, how, gosh, life just works. And may I add, you're happy. Like you're happy. You're happy. So I feel like they are working with you to almost like intensify, not in a hurtful way or a frightening way, but in a kind of like, I'm watching like your soul just kind of drop into place. Almost like if you had a marble and then the marble finds the groove it's supposed to sit in, and then it just drops into place. And that's what I watch. I just watch everything start settling for you in a way that is so, oh my God, I'm just happy for you, because you're just happy. You really are. I mean, you really are, in a way that, gosh, nothing can touch. Nothing can touch. So that's what we want to say. And your questions?
Well, I guess after we talked Wednesday at like 4 or 5 in the morning, I don't remember exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I got this email from India to go online to satsang, to this online from Tiruvannamalai, India.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an old teacher. And I'm wondering if he was one of the ones that you were picking up that maybe I didn't pick up. His name is Satri. And he's kind of like a crazy, intense energy. He's a different enlightenment. Like Prem Baba, he's more like me. He's more like this peaceful expansion. But this other guy's like a ruder, ruder. I'm wondering if, you know, and things really shifted after the satsang. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Everything fell into place. Am I going to work with him? He's like, I don't know, Speedy Gonzales. I don't know. He's very intense.
I love the energy. I love the energy. I'm going to say yes, because the second you started saying his name, the energy throughout my entire body is like, whoo, and I'm still that way. Whoo. So I'm going to say
well,
yes.
Well, if you'd like to get up at 5:30 and listen, I'll be happy to.
I would love to. Send me the link. Oh my gosh. I would absolutely love to.
I will. He's so crazy that I went to look at his links, and he must do things spontaneously, because he had nothing for the future. I know he's there another month and stuff, but I will let you know. And,
yeah. Well, I know that you are energetically linked with him. I don't know if there was another master in addition to him or not, but what I do know...
I think there is.
Yeah.
This other one, I really... If somehow God gives me the money,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go to India tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go to Rishikesh. My friends, I have such a pull to go now. As soon as it's available, like I was so excited about this pension that I thought it was coming early. Then I thought, oh, it's been delayed. And then I realized, gee, it's like only 2 weeks after I'm eligible for it. So it wasn't, you know, I was just thinking like, okay, you know, I was spending the pension before it came.
Well,
so,
my sense is it's sort of like what Sarah and I were talking about earlier. Is you focus on your frequency and spirit will take care of the rest. That's how it feels to me.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing more of an absolute surrender that it has to come to me. I don't go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't do any more calls, just whatever. And everything came wonderfully. And it's different than I would have thought or what I would have done, but it definitely can work to an amazing spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I just have to be patient with the living arrangements. I know it's going to change, but I'm clueless how.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the last thing is I got this thing from Austria, and I want to try to have integrity. And I've been sort of playing like, am I going to Austria or not? But after this week, I think it's more like I want to stay here and hang out with Nicole and do this new opportunity and I want to be, is there anything in Austria that I'm going to have to go do? I mean, I do have a son, and he's 15 or 14 and 3/4, whatever it is. And, you know, if he needs dad, then I'll have to go, because it'll be, you know, and the universe will pull me there.
Mm-hmm.
But they've set up a way that I could go there. So I guess my question is, do you see me going there, or, you know, or at some point I want to be honest once I'm a little bit more stable and tell the guy, look, I appreciate the offer, but, you know, I don't want to go.
It kind of sounds like you made your decision, if you want my help. I'm not sure there's a decision to make there. One moment, please.
Well, I really don't want to go unless I have to.
Yeah. Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name.
Steven.
I'm pulling some cards, since I can do that at all. And say your name one more time.
Steven.
Thank you. Really feels like this is all about your spiritual path. I feel like you brought forth that offer because you wanted that as an option that you were considering. So I feel like you created that as an opportunity that you may want. So it's almost like it's really up to you, but recognize it was actually your creation. So it manifested because there was part of you that was thinking that's what you want to do. So the universe is like, okay, well, we'll give you an opportunity here, avenue, means to do it. And so now you're kind of looking at it and like, no, I don't think I want to do that after all.
Well, there's no Nicole there. Those online thing, it really is quite powerful. I mean, it's really convenient.
I do sessions with someone in Guam. So have internet, we'll travel in Guam. It's like 14 hours, I forget, ahead, I think they are. Like, it's funny to coordinate the times. But anyway, yeah, this is available anywhere you want to go on Earth. I don't really leave Earth, but if you're on Earth, you can still tune in. So, and there's so many beautiful resources around the planet. So, but follow your heart. Just know that it was set up because you considered
it. Well, my heart doesn't want to go.
It's
really, like you say, it's not, you know, if my son's in trouble and I have to go, I will go there. And that mm-hmm. would be a vehicle. But if I don't have to go and things can really just blossom here, that would be my first choice.
Okay, so you answered your own question. Let me just see if there's anything else, and say your name one more time.
Stephen.
Yeah, it's just so good. This is really just about you marrying the beloved within and going back to, I mean, the card I pulled is truth. I mean, it doesn't get any stronger from a spiritual message than that, because these are real truths, and that's really what the inquiry is about now. And again, you know, the dolphins have been working with us today, and they're just supporting you. Clearing out some old energies, with you for you to feel almost like lighter on your toes. I'm looking at Fred Flintstone, tippy-toeing. He always, like, when he would tiptoe out of the house and not wake up Wilma, I guess, or whatever, but he's going, and that's what I'm watching with you. It's like to really kind of lighten up your vibration. They're saying you're spoken for. I mean, it's almost like inevitable, but to make it easier to align with these higher energies. That is where, on a soul level, your soul's helping you to really reawaken to, I'm going to say, because it's really just establishing something that is somewhat very familiar with you. So I will just leave you with that for now, but it feels good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good.
Okay, so we are all complete. Indeed, the journey has begun, yes? We encourage each of you to enjoy the good life, to respond to these energies on a frequent basis. In other words, when you feel lost, tired, trouble, fill in the blank. Yes, that part is easy, but we can assure you the lighter way, the lighter road, is not heavier, but easy as well. Until next time, we remain in servitude. Namaste.
Namaste.